I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Friday, August 2nd. A Quincy man pleading guilty this week in federal court in Boston to distributing fentanyl to obtain four firearms. 40-year-old Caesar Ross pleaded guilty to one count of firearms trafficking and one count of distribution and possession with intent to distribute fentanyl. Ross was arrested and charged in September of 2023 and has been in custody since his arrest. He'll be sentenced in October. In 2022, an investigation began into Ross and others for engaging in firearms trafficking and other violations of federal firearms laws. Last September, Ross met with a cooperating witness in Quincy, to whom he provided about 60 grams of fentanyl in exchange for four firearms, each of which had no visible serial number. Ross was immediately taken into custody. He faces up to 35 years in prison and fines of over $1 million. A disruption during a baseball game at Adams Field in Quincy on Wednesday night resulted in one arrest. Police were called to the field on Marymount Parkway at about 9 o'clock Wednesday night on a report of about 30 people involved in an altercation. After an investigation, 46-year-old Noel McDonough of Norwood was arrested and charged with assault, disorderly conduct, and resisting arrest. Police say McDonough was intoxicated and belligerent. He faced charges in Quincy District Court. The FBI conducted an investigation at a home in Hall yesterday, with officials closing off a street in the area. Neighbors living on Nantasket Avenue said FBI agents searched a home on their street for 5 hours. The agents arrived at the home yesterday morning wearing shirts identifying themselves as federal agents. They were seen putting on booties and gloves going in and out of the home, which is on the corner of Nantasket Avenue and F Street. A tent was put up next to a crime scene response truck. Hall Town officials say they were aware the FBI was in the area and that they were executing a search warrant. Agents carried boxes, evidence markers, and a camera as they walked around the scene. They placed a cell phone and a bag along with a notebook and other items. The investigation comes at the height of the summer season, just blocks away from Nantasket Beach, where people were cooling off in the water. FBI agents left it around 1 p.m. yesterday. People who live at that home began returning to the house but declined to comment on the investigation. Well, the Massachusetts legislature ended its 19-month formal session early yesterday morning, approving a housing bond bill, but leaving other major pieces of legislation in limbo, including an economic development bill, a renewable energy bill, and a hospital bill. The legislature is now in an informal session for the rest of the year, where a single lawmaker can block any bill from passing. Lawmakers approved and sent to Governor Healey for her signature yesterday a bill aimed at updating the state's parentage laws to include LGBTQ+ parents and families that used methods such as assisted reproduction and surrogacy. The bill would remove one of the last vestiges of Massachusetts law that treats same-sex parents and those who engage in assisted reproduction differently from every other parent. Massachusetts businesses with more than 25 employees must now disclose salary ranges when posting jobs under a new bill signed by the governor, putting the Commonwealth in line with 10 other states that already require pay transparency. One of the few major pieces of legislation approved in the final hours of the session was a $5.2 billion housing bond package that Healey had said was one of her priorities. The bill would make changes to zoning laws to make it easier for homeowners to create accessory dwelling units, sometimes referred to as granny flats, and authorize billions for the state's affordable housing system. The governor said yesterday she signed a bill ensuring that first responders seriously injured in the line of duty can receive full compensation until retirement. The law applies to police officers, firefighters, public and municipal EMTs, and public and municipal licensed healthcare professionals. The legislation allows first responders who can't perform the essential functions of their job due to a violent injury to receive a disability pension equal to 100% of their regular compensation. The amount will be reduced to 80% when they reach the mandatory retirement age. One major bill that lawmakers failed to pass was an economic development package that would have helped pave the way for a new soccer stadium for the New England Revolution in Everett, and would also have poured millions of dollars into another Healey priority, the state's life sciences and climate technology sector. A push to once again allow restaurants to offer happy hours, which were banned in 1984, also fell short. Another bill failing to reach the governor's desk aimed to address some of the issues raised after Steward Healthcare announced its bankruptcy May 6th, and 2 days later said it planned to sell off the 30 hospitals that it operates. That bill would have strengthened the state's tools to safeguard the healthcare system by focusing on the major players in the healthcare market, including providers, insurers, pharmaceutical manufacturers, and for-profit investment firms. Another bill that collapsed in the final hours was intended to help boost the state's reliance on renewable energy, in part by streamlining the state and local permitting process for projects that shift the state away from using fossil fuels. The Senate approved its version of that bill, which it said would help the state meet its climate goals, including reaching net zero greenhouse gas emissions by 2050. House Speaker Ron Mariano said the House version aimed to increase the supply of clean energy through new renewable energy projects, more storage capacity, and streamlined permitting. Another bill that failed to clear the final legislative hurdle would have allowed supervised injection sites where people could use illegal drugs in the presence of staff trained in helping to reverse overdoses. Mariano blamed the Senate for waiting until the second-to-last day of the 19-month session to approve its version of that bill. The governor said that she is pressing Steward Health Care to adhere to a State Department of Public Health regulation that hospital owners must give 120 days' notice before any medical facility can close in Massachusetts. Healey made the comment yesterday, a day after a bankruptcy judge allowed Steward's decision to close two Massachusetts hospitals. Steward announced July 26 that plans to close the hospitals Kearney in Dorchester and Neshoba Valley in Ayer on or around August 31st because it had received no qualified bids for either facility. The Dallas-based company, which announced its bankruptcy in May and then 2 days later said it planned to sell off the 30 hospitals it operates nationwide, said it received qualified bids for six other hospitals it operates in Massachusetts. Healey was referring to lease payments Steward owes after selling their hospital's physical properties, including land and buildings, to another company. Both Steward and the state have argued that requiring potential buyers to assume those payments instead of negotiating their own leases or buying the hospital properties outright was making it hard to transfer ownership of the hospitals. The judge in U.S. Bankruptcy Court in Houston approved a motion by Steward to toss out the master lease binding the Massachusetts hospitals. In a letter to Steward dated on Tuesday, Senators Ed Markey and Elizabeth Warren, other members of the state's all-Democratic congressional delegation, also pointed to the state regulation requiring that a hospital formally notify the state of its intent to close its services 120 days before the proposed closure date, giving state health officials time to conduct public hearings. Massachusetts has also agreed to provide about $30 million to help support the operations of six hospitals that Steward's trying to turn over to new owners. Those payments are advances on Medicaid funds that the state owes Steward and are being provided contingent upon an orderly movement toward new ownership. The $30 million is also contingent on Steward hitting milestones and cannot be used for rental payment, debt service, or management fees. The company's hospitals are scattered across eight states. A Senate committee voted last week to authorize an investigation into Steward's bankruptcy and to subpoena Ralph DeLaTorre. The subpoena would compel DeLaTorre to testify before the Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee at a hearing on September 12th. The Quincy Department of Natural Resources Environmental Treasures Program is offering a free tour of an innovative garden in Quincy Point today. The tour will feature a gardener who has transformed a small yard to create pesticide-free edible landscaping and native plant pollinator gardens. The tour will be offered at 9 o'clock this morning. Registration is required by emailing Sally Owen at sowen@quincyma.gov. A second tour will be held on August 31st at 3 p.m. The Friends of the Ruth Gordon Amphitheater Friends Fridays events continue tonight at 6 p.m. with a free performance by Studio 2 Beatles. You can visit friendsofrga.org for more information. The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism will host Stars of the Spectrum Music Festival Saturday at 2 p.m. at Veterans Memorial Stadium in Quincy. Organizers say the event is the nation's only bi-autism, for-autism concert. The festival is sensory inclusive with mission-centric vendors and artisans. You can visit flutiefoundation.org for more information. The water is safe for swimming at all 13 City of Quincy beaches and all of Wollaston Beach this week. Results of tests taken earlier this week indicate that bacteria levels are within acceptable limits. The weekly beach water testing will continue through Labor Day. The free summer meals program continues in Quincy. Free lunches are being distributed weekdays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. to children aged 18 and under. Meals will be distributed at the Parker, Snug Harbor, Lincoln Hancock, and Montclair schools and the Ward 2 Community Center in Quincy Point. There is no registration or income requirements, and that program runs through August 16th. A check of business news this morning, and stocks pulled back yesterday. The Dow sank 494 points. The Nasdaq dropped 405, and the S&P lost 75. World shares tumbled as investors over signs panicked over weakness in the U.S. economy. The dollar fell. The euro rose, oil at $77 a barrel. Sports, the Red Sox are in Texas for a series with the Rangers beginning tonight at 8:05. The National Weather Service forecast. A heat advisory continues today. Hot and humid conditions and the chance for an isolated thunderstorm. High 94. For tonight, humid, a lingering shower. Low 70. Tomorrow, hazy, hot and humid with an isolated storm and a high near 90. Sunday, some afternoon thunderstorms. Hot and humid at a high of 87. More of the same on Monday. Hot and humid, isolated storms. High 90 degrees. Out on the water, waves about a foot. A northwest wind at 5 knots becomes southeast later today. High tide, 10:44 a.m. Sunrise, 5:38, sets at 8:01. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, August 2nd.